Sagt der Mishnah weiter mit Sechtes Sanhedrin, Perik Hei, Mishnah Dalid. The Acharkach, after the Dayanim, finished asking the questions to the first witness, like we learned in Mishnah Aleph, Machnisin es Hasheini, they bring in the second witness. Kindness means to bring in. Did you learn Perik HaKainis? What's tied to the word HaKainis? To bring in the sheep. So Machnisin, they bring in es Hasheini, the second witness, U Baitkin Eisai. And now we're going to check him out. Im nimsu, if we find divereim, that the words of the first witness as well as the second michuvanim, that they're mamish the same. So now we have a real din, because we have good edus, and we have to discuss it. So paischin b'schus. The dayanim start out with an inyan of schus, and that means explains the batanura. They tell him, yes, right now it looks like the edus are in sync with each other, so we have to take the words of the Eidus very seriously, but we're going to investigate. And if you were not over the Aveira, don't be frightened. Now the Mishnah is going to teach us who is allowed to state his tainas on behalf of this person that's being charged with the crime, and who can taina against him. Amar Echad min ha'edim, if one of the witnesses says, Yeshli lelamid olav schus, I have a reason that he should be acquitted, that he should not be found guilty. And for sure, says the Batanura, if this aide would say, I have a reason to suggest that he's chayiv, we don't listen to him. The Pasuk says, Beferish not to. Oy echad min ha'talmidim, or if one of the students who are sitting before the Dayanim, like we learned in Mishnah Dalet, if they say, Yeshli l'lamed alav chayiv, I have a reason to say he's chayiv. In both cases, Mishaskin, I say, we tell him to be quiet. The aide cannot join this discussion, whether he's chayiv or potter. And a Talmud cannot join the discussion l'chayv. However, Amar Echad min ha'tamidim, if one of the tamidim says, Yeshli l'lamed olav schus, I have reason to say that he's potter, Malin oisai, the dayanim bring him up, umashivin oisai b'neyan, and they seat him amongst themselves, v'loy ha'yoyed misham kalayim kulay. And once this Talmud is given a seat amongst the dayanim, he stays there the entire day. He doesn't come down for the entire day. Sakta Tarsus Yamtev, because it would be embarrassing for him to be sent back. Okay, now go back to where you belong amongst the Tamidim. We don't want to do that. But at the end of the day, we do? Well, that depends. If what he said didn't really help us, so even though he said nothing, we keep him there till the end of the day. But if what he said is taka a good svara, then he stays there. Then we never send him down. Zakta Mishnah Vaitrim, Yesh Mamish Bidvarav, if there's something to his words, in other words, he said, "Taka good svara shamin loy." Then the judges listen to him, and they discuss it. Zakt de Mishnah weiter vafilahu oimer. Even if the person who is charged with the crime, he's called the defendant, the one who has to defend himself. Even if he himself says, "Yesh li lelamed alatz mischus," I have a reason to say that I should be potter. Shamin loy, we listen to him. Ubuvachi yesh mamish bedvarav. As long as he's saying something which is sound, in other words, he taka has a good svara to say. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah that after the Dayanim questioned the first witness, we bring in the second one, and we question him. If it turns out that the two witnesses are saying the same things, and now we have to start the Din Taida. The Dayanim begin by telling the person who was charged with the crime, don't worry, if you're innocent, you have nothing to fear. One of the Eidim says, I have a schos, or one of the Tamidim says, I have a svar to say he's chayiv. Mishaskin, I say. The court silences him. No, you have no right to talk. The aide cannot say neither a schus and for sure a chayv. The Talmud, however, could say a schus, but not a chayv. If one of the Tamidim says, I have a schus for him, we bring him up, we sit him amongst the Dayanim, and he stays there the entire day, even if what he said didn't really help us much, or didn't have much imazakt toichen or mamish to it. But we don't send him right back down, he stays there the rest of the day, not to embarrass him. If he did say something that makes sense, we listen to him, and as explained, he taka stays up, that we never send him down. Even if the person who's charged with the crime, if he himself says that he has a swara to say why he should be potter, we listen to him as long as what he's saying has a pshat.